Our second performer is the youngest performer on today's show. Please welcome, from Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 13-year-old violinist Caroline Golding. Caroline, welcome to the program. You're actually going to be playing twice with Bela Fleck later on in the show. Are you psyched for that?
Yes, I'm so psyched. It's going to be fun.
Good. Before that, we have the pleasure of hearing you strutting your own stuff. Tell everybody what you've brought to play while I head over to the piano.
We're going to play next Sonatensatz, composed by Brahms.
Thank you.
playing the Sonatensatz of Johannes Brahms, Caroline Golding, 13-year-old violinist from Cleveland Heights, Ohio. That was a great performance. It's wonderful. I've played that piece a lot. I've never quite enjoyed it as much as playing it with you. It was really fun playing it with you, too. Really nice.
It's great.
And you sounded great, but I've got to say, that's no run-of-the-mill violin you're playing there. It's a special one, isn't it?
Yes, actually, it's a 1617 Amati, nicknamed the Ex-Lapkowitz. And it's actually loaned to me from the Stradivari Society of Chicago.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. Stradivari Society has lent out instruments to a lot of people we might have heard of before. You're in good company.
Joshua Bell, mm-hmm. Midori, Sarah Chang, Yo-Yo Ma.
Right. I've heard of them.
but
they're no Caroline Golding, I gotta say. No, but it's not all classical playing for you. Where have you... You've been studying other types of fiddle playing as well.
Yes, actually, Cape Breton Island fiddling. And I learned actually on Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia. And it's a great style. It's different than classical.
Is it a bluegrass thing or is it a Celtic thing?
It's a Celtic, yeah. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I actually went to the Cayley Trail School of Celtic Music on Cape Breton Island 3 summers now, I think. And I really want to make it back there again some summer.
Which style of violin playing did you do on your big TV appearance? What show were you on?
The Martha Show, the daytime Martha Show from Martha Stewart actually just came out. Uh-huh. And I actually did classical on that show. However, it was called Banjo and Fiddle by William Crowell.
Right.
So some people get confused by that, but it's a really fun piece.
Great piece. Wonderful. So what was it like? Was she nice? Was she fun?
Yeah, she was really nice.
Really?
She actually was very nice.
You actually liked your experience on Martha Stewart's show?
Sure. Yeah. What, you don't like her?
She drives me a little crazy. All that useless information about using pine cones to make Christmas ornaments. I mean, give me a break. I think we were better off when she was in prison.
Okay. You are so wrong about her. She really helps people. She gets them off their butts to try and do things for themselves, like actually cook or actually pay attention to their surroundings.
I suppose.
You know, I'm even thinking about one day hosting my own Martha-like show.
Welcome back to Caroline Golding's Musical Living, the guide to the good things in life for musicians. Here's your host, the girl with good taste and great chops, Caroline Golding.
Thank you, everybody. It's so nice to be with you again. And it's so nice to introduce you to my next guest, the best banjo player ever, my close personal friend, Mr. Bela Fleck.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Caroline. Good to be on your show.
Now, Bela, most musicians like you see their instrument case as nothing more than a storage unit, a lifeless container where they shove their axe until the next time they need it, and keep old receipts, dirty sweat towels, and sheet music they last used for a recording session in 1989. That's kind of how it is for you, right, Bela?
Uh-huh.
But you know, there's no reason your instrument case can't be a beautiful and yet functional space you want to return to again and again.
That would be very nice.
And Bela, it's surprising how simple it is to make your case something special. Here are a few ideas.
Making your case something special.
Now be strong, Bela. The first thing I'm gonna do is rip out this old maroon felt lining.
Ouch! Caroline, stop.
The color's way too dark. See, the problem with dark colors is that they can make your case seem smaller than it really is.
I guess so. I was told that about my bedroom.
Exactly! Embrace that smallness and make it an asset. Here, I'm going to use this refreshing light periwinkle velveteen.
Use a light-colored fabric with a contrasting trim.
Oh, that's gorgeous. What a difference.
As Joanne just mentioned, I'll use a glue gun to add this royal blue dingle ball trim to give the lining a nice contrast.
Cute.
Now, can we have some fun with this little compartment that holds your picks?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to throw in one of my own herbal sachets, like this organic potpourri or my lemon verbena blend. And that way, when you go to grab your picks, well, here, smell this.
That's heavenly.
Pink aroma.
But here's what really makes a case special. Pictures, photos of your loved ones, of special musical memories. And I'm now offering these delightful little G-clef picture frames made out of seashells. They're custom made for instrument cases.
Marvelous. Thanks so much, Caroline. I'm going to go help the rest of the Flecktones make their cases something special, too.
Oh, please, don't thank me. Thank Martha. She taught me everything I know. And that's a good thing.
I've got to say, Caroline, I've seen the light. If it works for Bela, it's going to work for me. Would you mind coming over to my house, maybe throw a few herbal sachets into my Steinway?
I'll see if I can squeeze you into my schedule.
Caroline, please. As I said, we're going to hear you play several more times today, and we're going to look forward to that. Thanks for the Brahms. Fantastic.
Thanks.
Caroline Golding, 13-year-old violinist from Cleveland Heights, Ohio.